What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And there are a lot of parallels between what's going on in our society and the book 1984. Although in the book 1984, you didn't have a political divide in the general population that was threatening to break into violence. And that really is very, very serious. And we started seeing it all the way back when Hillary lost the 2016 election. And all of her supporters were out there, and they were rioting, and they were throwing tantrums all over the place. And it does seem like the liberal mindset is now locked into this very childish, very aggressive, I want what I want, and we're going to just intimidate you until you go along with this kind of a mindset.
Yeah, there's no critical thinking skills with any of these people anymore. You know, like, you can't talk to them. You know, like, you can't talk to anybody in Washington, D.C., obviously, you know, but, like, they're, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't think we got that much longer to wait. You know, hey, Mike, who controls the nuclear football when this country just collapses? That's what I want to know. You know?
Well, that's a valid concern here. When the Soviet Union collapsed, a lot of people were saying, who's in charge of those nuclear weapons? Because there were briefly some factions that were fighting for control. But in the event our nation collapses, it's kind of hard to say. I would hope that the people actually in the silos and the bombers at that point would say, well, the civilian authority has collapsed, therefore nobody has the authority to launch a nuclear weapon. But who knows what could happen?
Yeah, Maxine Waters, like, I mean, they're all crazy. I mean, I don't even know what to think anymore. They're just all crazy. It's in the water. It's just they're brainwashed or whatever. And you can look at Mueller and Comey. It's so corrupt, Mike. Like, I never see anything like, you know, it's like we're down to a banana republic. You know, this is bottom of the barrel crap. You know, like,
we really have. Somebody actually had an article, and it's at whatreallyhappened.com, where they took the classic definition of a psychopath, and then they sort of drew a map of the United States, you know, which areas are more psychotic than others. And to nobody's surprise, the most psychotic part of our entire country is inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, because they live in another world. They don't live in a real world. You know, they do what they want to do and get away with it because that's the way that system is set up there. They just don't look at the way the real people live in the world and here, you know, because, like I said, they love the children, but they don't love them in Syria and Yemen, I guess, right? You know, so they're all
full of crap. They only love the ones that will help them win elections by voting illegally.
Yeah, that'll be on Time Magazine, you know, until they got to, like, you know. You notice how when they put something on a magazine or a newspaper, and then they got to recant it, but the damage has been done already, you know what I mean? Like, nobody looks at it after it's been recanted, you know, because they know.
Well,
that.
That's why Time Magazine came out with a statement today saying that it was legitimate to use her picture because she's the face of the separated children, even though she herself was not, in fact, separated, which is just pure corporate media bovine excrement to try and recover their credibility from this goof.
And Mike, real quick, Peter from Los Angeles was talking about that Mackinder Heartland theory. You know, that's a pretty good theory, you know, because I was looking, like, you know, Eurasia, right? We've always been at war with Eurasia. How, you know, like I said, that's fitting, right? You know, because if you control that belt in the road, right, that's China's the next empire. That's the new century, the Chinese century, you know, and we pushed Russia and China and India and all them, Turkey, closer together. You know, that's it.
Sure did.
You know, game over. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, you got it. And amazingly enough, Peter in Los Angeles is our next call. So, Peter, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Amazingly enough, I want to chime in on something that I just heard from the previous caller here, from Dustin, and about the violence, Mike. And And I want to dovetail that, the violence, along with the election and the investigations. And the violence, do you remember the violence was going on during the election itself, not after the election, where it actually increased. But remember, they were beating up people in Vegas and Phoenix and all over. They were Antifa, Black Lives Matter, were beating people up, and the police were like standing down. They were doing nothing about it.
Yes.
And then, of course, it got worse after the election. And this recent thing with Maxine Waters is an escalation, because now it was just George Soros, the person who's the biggest donor for the Democratic Party, who was funding all these people and calling the shots. But he was using these crisis actor, rent-a-mob, Antifa people to do this. And now it's escalated to the point where we have elected officials, just as you say, inciting riots. And they're not only going after supporters, now they're going after officials and government officials and people like that as well. So it's an escalation. But to go back further to the investigation, the whole thing with this surveillance state and all that, it's a cover-up. The whole thing with the Mueller investigation and the Russia thing. Listen, Obama was surveilling these people. There is no date on when it started, because it started as soon as he came in. As soon as he gave all of our stuff, we know where his mind was, where 3 months after he came in the office, he gave all that information, all the intercepts we have to Israel, unvetted. So,
yes.
And had cover from the Israeli lobby in doing it, and so he continued. But at any rate, they were surveilling him all along. And when they finally went to get those FISA warrants in the July before the election, and the first one was turned down, and then they came back in, what, September, October, and finally got one approved falsely, with false evidence, as it turns out, with that dodgy dossier thing. But that was just simply another insurance policy by Obama and his ilk to cover the fact that, well, what happens in the off chance that we lose? That, because not only should he go to jail, I mean, be impeached if that was favor in office, but he should go to jail even now if it comes out that he was doing that. But that gave them an excuse. Well, we had this ongoing investigation. We suspected it all along. And that's why they've stonewalled it so long, Mike. They're just covering up. And by the way, Michael Hastings got murdered for what he was going to divulge about intercepts and surveillance, remember? Then, of course,
yes.
Seth Rich got murdered. All these people are murdered. They're killing people right and left to cover that up. The Hillary server, the Clinton Foundation. But you know what? It comes back to Clinton's. And by the way, who appointed her? Obama. Who appointed Brennan? Obama. Who appointed Comey? Guildenstern and Rosenstein. And Horowitz. All these people are Obama people. Clapper.
Yes.
They all report to the same guy. They're all appointed by the same guy. And they're all in it. All their agencies have been suborned to do this unconstitutional stuff, and they're in to cover it up too.
My understanding is Obama still has an office located in Washington, D.C. And
it should be Obama. We should hang Obama. He's the worst president. He's the worst ex-president.
I would say, yes, he's a terrible president, but we don't advocate violence here against anybody, no matter how tempting it may be, of course.
After a fair trial.
Yes. We'll give him a fair trial followed by a first-class hanging. It's one of my favorite lines out of Silverado. So, it is a huge mess, and they're covering up because this is a scandal that is bigger than Watergate. It involves a lot more of the intelligence community, a lot more people, they're trying to keep it covered up. But it's bit by bit, it's coming on out, and we just need to keep sharing with people who do not listen to Republic Broadcasting or who are off at the beach today instead of listening to Republic Broadcasting, and to people who are not reading websites like whatreallyhappened.com. We need to share this information and say this is a problem. The takeaway from the Inspector General report is there was never a proper investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. There was never a proper investigation into the pay-for-play schemes. Just this huge, massive corruption that is killing our nation.
Again, they've thrown Manafort into jail for, based on really on nothing, really.
Yes.
But they didn't even interview Hillary, didn't get interviewed. It never was put under oath. All her direct reports got immunity. They were allowed to destroy evidence at will. All her supporters in all the key positions. I mean, but look what they did to Manafort.
Yeah.
The whole thing needs to go. There's a lot of people that need to go to jail here, but it will never happen.
Well, what needs to happen, and I said this before, Trump's biggest single mistake on coming into the White House was he wanted to be magnanimous in victory, and he kept a bunch of these Clinton holdovers. And what he should have done was basically accepted all of their resignations and started putting in very strong conservative people who would actually do the job. And I don't know what is constraining Trump from doing that. He has the authority to fire these people at any time for any reason. They all serve at the pleasure of the president. He doesn't need to justify when he fires somebody. The IG report basically said he was fully justified in firing Comey. And it is his authority as the president. And it, really, he needs to put on those presidential brass knuckles and start going to work. And get these Obama holdovers out because they are clearly working against him.
Well, Mike, the deep state, of course, is in lockstep against Trump and cover up here. And every single time that we have something like this IG report, in itself completely cleansed and redacted, completely sanitized, so to cover up for their side. But even when that's released, we get conditized, as your term goes, with the children from the border, this, and the deep state and add all the intelligence agencies into that, who are all in this, can keep releasing stuff like that, keep sanitizing things just like that, and it will go on ad infinitum. Nothing can get done.
Well, all I can suggest is that we start thinking seriously about what we're going to do after it all falls apart, because no nation can survive a government that's this corrupt. No nation can survive an economy that is this much in debt. And no nation can survive making war all over the globe and not doing very well at it. And like Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers, we're going to have to try and set up a new government with important safeguards in it. Strict limits on how much money can be donated by the ultra wealthy, term limits, financial trusts for all members of Congress, not just the president. And there's a long list of things that we can do, starting with the Constitution and the first 13 amendments, and just say, this is where we're going to go with this. And go back to being a republic with a strong economy, strong manufacturing, strong borders, rather than this liberalized, we're just going to take everything and socialize it and give it away to people who vote for us. Because that's where we are right now, the bread and circuses phase.
Mike, I've just raised one thing and then I got to head out here. I came in a little late. Did you cover that there's a story about how an Israeli minister was saying that he regarded Israelis, citizens, marrying American Jews was a threat to Israel. Did you cover that yet?
I didn't cover it. It's on the website. It's not in my talking points. I didn't think it was important enough to do that, but it is on What Really Happened.
And that was from a left-wing Israeli government official.
Yes.
That's their liberal wing.
Yep.
American Jews, he looks at as a threat.
Yes. Well, it's probably because American Jews are starting to turn against Israel. I mean, they're not open and vocal about it. Some are, There have been some protests out there, but polls are showing, especially since the Bloody Monday massacre, American Jews are just as appalled by what Israel is doing, and it makes Jews the world round look bad. And a lot of Jews are starting to speak out because they don't want to be seen as complicit in what are very obviously crimes against humanity.
Well, they deserve to look bad. They have been complicit in their silence for 70 years. It's not like this is new, but yeah, I hear you. They certainly don't want to be seen as being politically incorrect or uncool. So there, some of them are starting to distance themselves. But how sick is that? But nevertheless, I'm glad it's happening at any level.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, Peter, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Robert in California. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing, Mike? First-time caller. I really enjoy your show. Mike, I want to talk about the economy and the misinformation that's being spread about it being a robust economy that's on the climb. It really bugs me. What I'm focusing on is the labor force utilization rate. I think it's about 62.5%, 63%.
Yep.
Am I about in the ballpark?
That's about where it is, yes.
Yeah. So that means that 37% of the workforce is not being utilized. So where are they?
That's almost 100 million Americans, legal American citizens. And the government does a little bookkeeping trick. If you've been out of work over a certain period of time, so many months, you're moved into a new category. I don't know what they call it, chronically unemployable. And they're not included in the calculation of the unemployment number.
I see. Very convenient.
Yep.
One of the other observations that I have is this, is that with so many people out of the workforce, so many able-bodied people, something like 37%, and you're losing, and every day that they're out of work or underemployed, you're losing the productivity. How do you expect to get to 4.5% GDP? How can you do that? Is that also a myth?
Probably they're manipulating the numbers on that one as well. That's all they can do. They can't actually fix this economy. All they can do, and this is just like the former Soviet Union, when they got into economic trouble, they just make up numbers and feed them to the people through Pravda and Izvestia.
I like that. Mike, thank you very much for your input. I really enjoyed speaking with you, and I will call again. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a much delayed shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network, have rejoined the network. Getting on back to immigration, an article that came on out of Natural News is basically looking at the fact that even though Donald Trump has signed this executive order to keep the children with the parents, those children who cross with an adult, it's not enough. The liberals are still out there screaming. What they really want are open borders. What they oppose is Donald Trump's zero tolerance policy. Trump is trying to shut down this whole catch and release, which doesn't really work because once they're released into the country, they rarely show up for their court dates. Newt Gingrich is out there saying what the Democrats are standing for is millions of people coming in illegally through those open borders, because the Democrats are going to hand them all kinds of free things paid for by you. And all these illegal immigrants will vote in the elections, even though that is illegal. And that's why I keep saying Trump needs to really work on a national voter ID law, and he needs to do it right now. It's not racist to require an ID that says you're allowed to vote in this country. So we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And politicians, of course, are hopping on this bandwagon over the immigration situation down at the border. And as the caller said, we are being conditized. They don't want us looking at that IG report. So this is the big story. This is the big story. And because it's getting so much media and press, everybody wants to hop on and get their face on TV. And we have these shameless Democrats who are down there pretending to be concerned about those poor immigrant children. And you've got Mayor de Blasio is down there posing for the cameras in Texas when 2 out of 5 children in New York City continue to live in poverty. Mayor Eric Garcetti was out there posing for the cameras in Texas, and 8.9% of children in Los Angeles live in deep poverty. Where's your concern for them? It's all politics. They are, in fact, being shameless. Now, over in Portland, Oregon, there is an anti-ICE, meaning Immigration Customs Enforcement, protest. It's actually a blockade, and it's grown into a tent city with more than 80 tents. And it's starting to look like the Occupy Portland camps that took hold of 2 downtown parks back in 2011. And once again, a Portland mayor has sanctioned the takeover, but this time the target is a federal agency, and the goal is to directly impede its work. Now, where are the Title VIII prosecutions? That's what I want to know. Because everybody in this country who is transporting or sheltering or hiring or in any way aiding illegal immigrants is committing a crime. And if you want to shut off the illegal immigration problem, what you do is you shut off that financial incentive. You start prosecuting businesses that are hiring illegals. The word will go on out. Illegals will not be able to get work in this country, and they'll go back over the border into Mexico. Now, Antifa members are praising a New York University faculty member, Sam Levine, and he's at NYU, and he created a database of more than 1,500 Immigrations and Customs Enforcement employees, names and addresses, and it got posted and was immediately taken down for violating doxing policies. But yeah, it's like they're getting ready to do the brown shirt number on us. Apparently, the Department of Homeland Security has warned their employees to just be very careful about their personal safety. Now, here's the good news. Since the Democrats cranked up this whole thing about the separated children and tried to turn it into this big get Trump issue, their poll numbers for the coming November elections have dropped because the optics on this are so bad. Now, nearly half of swing district voters want illegal alien families deported together to their native country. Just round them up, put them on a plane or a ship, and send them. If they want to be citizens of the United States, there is a legal process they can go through. And for those immigrants who have come to this country through the legal process, welcome. I hope we live up to your expectations. But the polls are definitely swinging against the Democrats and the open border people on this one here. Democrats are also losing the millennial vote. Young Americans, they're tending away from religion, and they're open. But they're not excited about gun control. And I think they're tired of being preached at. You should do this. You should do that. You should surrender your guns. You should welcome the refugees and the illegal immigrants. And it's a big turnoff. I remember when I was young, I didn't like being told what to do. And yet that has become the stance of the Democratic Party, and it's costing them. CBS News did a poll, and they found out that basically 60%, last March, the CBS poll showed 60% opposed border wall. Now 51% are in favor of it. 32% say the wall's a good idea and probably be completed, while another 19% say the wall's a good idea that should be tried even if it can't be completed. But a total of 63% either want the migrant families deported or detained. Those are the numbers coming on in. The open borders is turning into a losing issue for the Democrats, for the liberals here. Now, the U.S. Navy is planning new camps to support the immigration crackdown. And as usual, the liberals are howling because they rely on that catch and release to complete getting the illegals into the country where they can be registered to vote. And Trump is now taking the position. They're going to be detained and basically starting to use military bases. I think Trump wants to shut down those for-profit detention centers, which are costing so much money. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials. We have another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take some phone calls now, and we're going to start with Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, I told you yesterday that True News said that they were charging the private entities were charging the government $500 a day per child. So when I turned on Russia Today, they were also wondering who was this private entity. So they were given like some initials. They tried tracking it down, and they said the only thing that they got was it was a shell company that was registered in Delaware.
Yeah, so whoever's actually behind these for-profit detention centers doesn't want to be identified.
Exactly. And isn't that wrong? I mean, if our government's paying the bills for this, we should be able to know who we're paying it to.
I agree with you because, I mean, the first thing that occurs to me is that whoever owns these detention centers is, you know, one of the key players in trying to keep the borders open and trying to keep the money flowing.
Like George Soros or something.
Yeah, or, again, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, any of those people. How do you think you get to be a millionaire on a congressman's salary? It's because you make investments and then you try and steer the country in a direction that favors your investments. And technically would be considered insider trading, but Congress gets away with it.
Well, I hope Barchi keeps trying, you know, because we know our mainstream news is not going to try to look that up. They never ask any questions about this at all.
No, they don't.
Except the emotional. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. They're...
I never
yeah,
heard
the job
of
the corp-
shell company. It's just a shell.
Yes.
So I didn't really...
I'm sorry, would you repeat that again? I may have misunderstood you.
Well, you recall, you said that they traced it to a shell company. I don't know if that's just a fake company, is that they're saying?
No, well, it's the legal framework for a company that's in Delaware, which doesn't have strong corporate disclosure rules, but behind that is going to be another company that is actually making the money off of all of this.
Okay, I just thought I'd finish up the story with you. Hopefully we can find out more as the time goes by. I doubt it, though.
It would be interesting to know. It would be interesting to know.
It would.
Anyway, Laura, thank you very much for the information and the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Kathleen in Paris. Aloha, Kathleen. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I heard a very surprising video from Ryan Dawson, I think it was today, about his efforts to immigrate his wife to the States. And I don't know if you got to see that little video that I think I sent it to you. Do you know about his story?
Yeah, I do know about his story. And, you know, of course, Ryan is trying to do it the legal and proper way. And it is amazing that while literally millions of illegal immigrants are being poured into the country by the Democrats, that there is a lot of resistance to allowing legal immigrants. They make them jump through hoops.
Yeah, and they do. That's what he said. He said that he's spent thousands of dollars, and other people have spent thousands and thousands, even more than him. And he's an American citizen. He's married to a Japanese woman, and he moved her there. They moved there and, you know, started the process before they moved there. And but after a year and a half and all this money, they gave up and went back to Japan.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and he thinks that that's part of the problem, is that it's so difficult that people just, you know, throw up their hands and do it illegally. And when he went to Japan and did the reverse situation to have residency in Japan, it was just a matter of months.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was working on
Final Fantasy, I made friends with two people who were from Europe, and they were trying to become U.S. citizens. And it was something like 5 years on, and these were productive, gifted people. They were a benefit to our economy, and certainly they were a benefit to the motion picture industry. But it was still 5 years, and still stumbling block after stumbling block after stumbling block.
Anyway, that was just the 2 cents from Ryan Dawson.
Well, no, I can understand how frustrating that can be. And again, like everything else in this country, it's been turned into a racket. They want you to spend money on lawyers and immigration consultants and guides and everything. Again, it's just another racket.
And I felt I didn't understand that he had that problem. Well, and you know, I listen to his I'm subscribed to his channel, and so I hear a good number of his broadcasts. And people often criticize him for living abroad and being a political activist for the United States, but living abroad. And, you know, it's kind of not his fault.
No, it isn't his fault, and it's a gratuitous argument to try and shut him down. And to be very honest, throughout the years, Claire and I have toyed with the idea of leaving the United States. But unfortunately, at our age, it's going to be very hard to find any other country who wants to take us in. So we're kind of here for the long haul. There was at one point where I was offered citizenship down in Australia to be part of their motion picture industry. And I got really close to accepting. And then there was just some part of me that said, no, I'm an American and I'm going to go back and fight the good fight, as it were. Anyway, Kathleen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. Hey, listen, in reference to your conversation with Dustin earlier about who would be in charge of the nukes, as if, you know, who was in charge of the nukes when the Soviet Union fell, I just have a quick question for you. Didn't they find out that recently the people who were supposedly in charge of launching the nukes were all on LSD?
I seem to recall a story like that. Not the people at the very top, not National Command Authority, but yeah, apparently there's a huge drug problem among these missile crews, and apparently, you know, staying down in those silos day after day for their very long shifts, after a while it gets to them, and it is a problem. But the thing is, without authority from the nuclear football, those crews in the missile silos can't launch a missile. You know, they could accidentally knock one over or something dumb like that, but they're not going to set off a mushroom cloud.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if you saw the story on Drudge Report about the new king of Della, the 23-year-old son of the Hashemite dwarf over there, King Abdullah of Jordan. Now, he's sending a lot of troops to the border with Syria because he doesn't want the blowback of the ISIS fighters who are fleeing, trying to get the hell out of Syria now because they're getting the crap kicked out of them by Assad and Russia. And now, and I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago that he almost went through a coup in Jordan. So
yes.
Apparently he's trying to reach out to Assad now and trying to make amends, but now somebody else is talking about his son taking over power in the new so-called kingdom of Jordan. Now, I just want to put a question to you. Isn't it funny how some people are allowed to have kingdoms and other people aren't even allowed to have borders?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting little dichotomy. And this idea of no borders is brand new. I mean, for as long as there's been organized civilization, there have been borders. And if you don't have borders, you don't really have a nation, is what it comes down to.
Exactly. Now, one more thing I want to talk about. I don't know if you saw the Information Clearinghouse article where Ralph Nader took on both Laura Bush and Michelle Obama. When they came out and said, oh, the children, and you know, and you should, you know, keep the families together, to keep the children together, because nothing's more important than the children. And Ralph Nader said to Laura Bush, where was your concern for the children when your husband went in and bombed and killed so many Iraqi children?
Yes.
And then he fired off at Michelle Obama about what Barack Obama went in and did to Muammar Gaddafi and killed all the Libyan children over there, not to mention that the blacks who were fighting for Gaddafi, who lived in the country when the Arabs went in and took it over, the Arab ISIS went in and took it over, they put the black people in cages and fed them bamboo shoots. But no one wants to talk about that.
No, the politicians are only interested in showing concern for children when it's politically useful. And obviously dead children in Iraq and Syria and Yemen and Libya are not really useful during election season. And they're trying to fan up this immigration issue at the border to push the open borders issue. But like I said, the poll numbers say it's backfiring. And Americans' opinion is definitely shifting back toward Trump's idea of a border wall and strict enforcement. And remember, Eisenhower was able to absolutely stop the illegals coming across the border from Mexico. They called it Operation Wetback, which would be considered politically incorrect these days, but that's what it was called, Operation Wetback, with only one-tenth the resources of the current ICE. And, of course, I still think they ought to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande, but that's just me.
Yeah, and in terms of Maxine Waters, let me say this. She only cares about no one but herself. All right, and I think that certain people should be ashamed to have her as a representative. All right, but, you know, she sold her soul. She's looking to sell somebody else just to keep herself in favor. Anyway, I thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Tom in Connecticut. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The lady that called in about who's making money housing illegals.
Yes.
Pretty easy search. There's one company for sure that was, it's on an NPR article. I posted this a while back on Facebook. It's a company called Geo. They get approximately $44 million a year to house 1,000 people, which comes out to about...
Boy, that's a lot of money for just 1,000 people.
Well, correct. And I'm sure there are a lot of seniors in this country who would love to have $44,000 a year to live on. So that's one player in this whole situation. It's just so... And then evidently they have plans on board to have five new detention facilities built and operated by these private prison corporations.
Yeah.
It's just... So obviously they're waiting for waves and waves and waves. I mean, they're just like they're building prisons so that people with minor drug offenses can be dumped into them and let somebody profit from that.
We have this prison industrial complex, otherwise known as slave labor camps.
Every major corporation in the country is utilizing that. IBM,
yeah,
Apple, all these people are paying these people a buck an hour to do stuff.
You might be surprised to find out that a lot of call centers are being run by these privatized prison factories. And they're getting a dollar an hour. And, of course, they're taking jobs away. They're taking jobs away from law-abiding American citizens. The owners of the slave labor camps are making huge amounts of money, and it's a very short-sighted situation. I mean, they're making money, and they think that means it's a good thing to do. But there have been judges who have been caught and even disbarred for literally sending minor offenders into these prison factories. Because the prison factory's contract with the local government says that they've got to have a minimum occupancy.
Yep.
And if they don't, there's a financial penalty.
Mind-boggling. So what do you think when Maxine Waters walks into a restaurant establishment and somebody says, "I don't like your politics, Maxine. Could you leave, please?"
Oh, she'll scream racism or something like that.
This is so sad. Take care, Mike.
It is. All right. Thanks an awful lot. Okay. The phone lines are now open and getting on back here. So as I was saying before we got off onto other topics, it looks like Trump may actually be wanting to pull away from these detention center for-profit corporations because he's starting to use military bases to house people. And according to a draft memo obtained by Time magazine, the Navy plans to build temporary and austere tent cities to house 25,000 migrants across three abandoned airfields in Alabama, 47,000 people at a facility near San Francisco, and another 47,000 at a training center in Southern California. And of course, the liberals are screaming because they don't want these people detained. They want them out in the general population. Democratic leaders have openly said they're relying on the illegal immigrant vote to win November and 2020, ignoring the fact that illegal immigrants, non-citizens, are not allowed to vote in our elections. So the Democrats are just really angry about that, and they're angry because the new model coming out of the Trump administration is they're not just going to let them out under the catch and release. And again, the problem with the catch and release is the immigrants don't show up for their court dates. Why would they? What's the judge going to say? You're deported. Now, remember, all of this was not started by Donald Trump. They tried to imply that, oh, he's cruel. This is his evil policy. But it goes back all the way to the Bush administration, and certainly Obama's administration expanded the program. All those cages, those photograph cages, the children sleeping under aluminum foil, that all happened under Obama. And now he's being sued for it. We'll be right back after these few words.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about this lawsuit from the American Immigrant Council. Because under Obama is when all those cages and detention centers for children were being built and operated. And the corporate media tried to sell everybody that this was all Donald Trump's idea, and it wasn't. So the American Immigrant Council is now suing Barack Obama on behalf of the illegal alien children who claim they were mistreated in Obama's holding facilities. Now, that raises the question about whether a former president can exert sovereign immunity. But at least they're making the effort here. Now, as you know, Trump had a press conference on Friday where he hosted 14 members of what are called the Angel Families. And the Angel Families are the families of victims killed by illegal immigrants. And he had these people around him, and some of them held up photos of the loved ones whose murderers turned out to be illegal immigrants. And at this point, CNN and MSNBC cut away, went to some other story. Only Fox News stayed tuned and showed America what was going on. And again, that's something the liberals and the open border people don't want to talk about. The crime wave that is being caused by the illegal immigrants. And not just murders. We're talking about a lot of drug trafficking is being involved. Now, looking over at Europe, something is funny is going on with these so-called refugees that were taken into Spain. Italy refused them. Italy's refusing all further ships. Spain took them in, and the Red Cross showed up with a bunch of blankets and, you know, some very simple clothing. And somebody noticed after they were gone that these refugees had just thrown the stuff away. And some of these refugees were spotted at a restaurant in Cheste, paying for drinks using 100 euro bills. They're going out, they're having parties. They're just having a lot of fun, despite the corporate media reports that they're traumatized from their crossing from Libya. Now, the entire European identitarian movement has been permanently banned from Facebook. This is an anti-mass migration generation identity movement, and they're permanently banned from Facebook. Facebook declared them extremist content. So now, wanting secure borders and wanting a rational, controlled immigration policy is now considered extremism. By the way, have you noticed that for the far left, you know, anybody who is not in lockstep with them is immediately denounced as far right? You're a far right extremist. How dare you not agree with us? All right, there's the music. We're going to do a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.